This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some Penguin talk. 3-0 victory last night for the Penguins over the defending Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues. And Tristan Jarry was good. 28 saves in that shutout. 14 in the second period. Sully, what about him?
He was playing with a lot of confidence. He saw the puck well. He plays the puck well too, which is an added benefit. I think it helps our defensemen when we're going back for pucks, and he has the ability to play the puck himself. So he helped us in a lot of areas, but he made some big saves at key times.
All right, go ahead and talk about Pettersson and Bluger and Nosen and everybody else. Talk about what you're going to do with your team being shorthanded. Talk about Jack Johnson coming down with something and Dumo and Schultz and those guys being out. Those aren't stories. I mean, they are, but they're not. The story right now, gentlemen, is there is a full-blown goalie controversy. There's no way around it. There's no way to disguise it. There's no way to hide it. You have a full-blown goaltender controversy in this town right now. You have one guy who's won Stanley Cups and a guy that's very, very good, or at least has a deep pedigree that has not been playing well over the last month. You have another guy who has absolutely positively, from every number standpoint, outplayed him over the last month. Now what do you do? It's not about what's happened in the past, I don't think. It's about trying to win games right now, as you need to win games as the Pittsburgh Penguins. You have Friday, which is tomorrow, against Arizona. Saturday, it's a back-to-back at Detroit. And then you have three independent games before you go on that Western Canada swing. Tuesday against Montreal, Thursday against Columbus, Saturday against L.A. Right now, I don't know if there's any other way to say it. It's Tristan Jarry's goal. I think.
Well, at least for the next few weeks. You've got 8 games between now and the Christmas break. A couple of back-to-back scenarios worked in there where you'll need both goaltenders. But other than those scenarios, there's no reason to not play Tristan Jarry right now. You just distill it down to the numbers in the last half dozen games for each of these two goalies. Tristan Jarry's 5-1 with a sub-2 goals against and a save percentage of 94. Matt Murray's winless with a goals against average near 4, 3.99, and a save percentage of about 85. You can't find more disparate numbers between tandem goaltenders right now in the NHL than what Jarry has done and what Murray has done. And look, Matt Murray may be the guy and who helps you make a run in the spring. I'm not worried about the spring right now. I'm worried about surviving the next few weeks without Crosby, without everybody else, Hornquist. I mean, we ran down the list yesterday. It's incredibly long. I'm worried about getting as many points as I can in the next few weeks, and right now, Jarry's a better goaltender.
This is a Pittsburgh Penguins team, for me at least, Jim, that needs to play game by game, period by period, shot by shot, shift by shift, and in doing that, you need to put the guy out there that gives you the best chance to win each night. It's not about the long term. It's not about development. It's not about a salary, and it's not about a place on this hockey team. It's about an in the moment and in the now. And in the now, Tristan Jarry is just better.
And that's what Mike Sullivan has done, right? He did that with Matt Murray. And, of course, since he was the coach in Wilkes-Barre when all that started, and he came up, and then those other guys followed him up, and Murray was one of them, people are saying, well, Matt Murray is Mike Sullivan's guy. The reason he was Mike Sullivan's guy is because he was playing damn well. And right now, you know, Tristan Jarry has just been better. And I have no doubt that at some point this season, hey, look, something's going to happen to him probably. At some point, Matt Murray will get another chance. He'll get hot, and he'll become the Matt Murray that people have seen.
But I think the greater point here is you can't even worry about that right now.
What if he doesn't get hot? You know, that's another thing. If he doesn't get hot, I think that there needs to be not a focus on that or not a worry about that or not even a look to that. It's if Tristan Jarry ends up being better than Matt Murray, then that's just fine too. That's okay from here on out.
Mm-hmm.
It's all right to have that guy end up being your long-term goalie in this town.
Well, and people are going to make the argument that, well, you know, even despite Schultz and Dumoulin being out, maybe they played better defense in this game or that game or whatever it may be. What I'm seeing from Tristan Jarry right now is when things are breaking down, I mean, look at the save on, I think it was Schenn last night, right in front. He had another one a few minutes after that. He's making saves right now that are either holding a lead for them when the defense doesn't play their best, or are getting them back into games. And Matt Murray's not making those big individual superlative saves right now. And above and beyond the numbers, if you want to just go eye test, it doesn't matter how you look at it right now. Jari's just better than Murray.
And it's amazing how, and I'll leave Jack Johnson out of it because people, look at that, he didn't play and they got a shutout. But you got two of your top four defensemen are out right now. Now, Schultz is close to coming back, we think. But look at the forwards.
The goalie needed to win a game last night.
They killed off four power plays.
And as Mike Sullivan said, he was their best penalty killer last night.
Correct.
Yeah. And
sometimes you need that, and they haven't had that from Matt Murray this year.
And there's just a greater feel about this. There's a greater confidence level. There's a way you go into games and you feel different right now when Tristan Jarry's playing. And when he is, are you ready for it, the first goalie off the ice.
He was the other day, actually, at practice.
There kind of feels like there's a different confidence level from that point through the rest of the day before the game starts. That just feels like the reality to me right now. It is. There's a different pep in your step with Tristan Jarry. And it's his goal to be lost at this point, and people need to get that through their head.
The only reason Matt Murray should play in the next 2 weeks, unless Tristan Jarry, you know, falls off the map, gives up a 7-goal game or something, the only reason Matt Murray should play in the next 2 weeks leading up to the Christmas break is those two back-to-back situations.
Tristan Jarry on the win last night.
You guys are doing a great job making sure the pucks are coming from the outside. It makes my job really easy as long as I'm managing my rebounds and making sure I'm doing what I can. It helps a lot. It helps the guys a lot.
Being a little modest there, too, I think a lot of it is him playing well as he makes those 28 saves. Again, 14 in the second period. The Penguins are fourth in the Metro right now. It's really early to be looking at standings, especially wild card standings, but they're right there at the top wild card team.
Yeah.
But all that being said, I think there's a deeper focus in all of this. Is there at all a worry or a concern, or do you take that into consideration? Is probably the word. Consideration. There it is. Is there a consideration as to the psyche of Matt Murray when you make any decision here? Or is it wholly, we just got to win hockey games and we'll deal with all that later if we deal with it at all?
Matt Murray's shown in the past, at least leading up until the last year and a half, that he's pretty mentally strong, I think. And to bounce back at times the way he did last year with all the personal stuff he had to handle off the ice, I don't question Matt Murray's psychic toughness, his mental toughness. I think he will bounce back at a certain point. But again, this comes down to being without Crosby, without Hornquist, without Rust, without Dumoulin, without Bjugstad, without Schultz, without Jack Johnson last night, because apparently there's some illness running rampant in the locker room. You have to get away with as many points as you can. Between now and when those guys start to filter back into the lineup, I imagine Rust next week and then Sid in a few weeks and Horny after that, you have to win as many games as you can. You can't afford to give up points. Western Conference team or not, it doesn't matter if it's here or in Calgary or whatever. You've got to win games. And right now, Tristan Jarry, far and away, gives you a better chance to win games.
Yeah, so I'm not like there'll be a discussion, and I'm sure that it'll happen around town. It'll happen on talk radio. It'll happen between people just between themselves, and it won't ever go public beyond that, about the dynamics of the mental aspects of this, right? And, man, do you have to get him in the game to keep him sharp mentally? And that is a non-starter for me.
It totally
is a non-starter for me.
The only reason Matt Murray gets in a game, at least over the next couple of weeks, as you chart it out, if you're a staff, Mike Sullivan's coaching staff, is to give Tristan Jarry a breather on back-to-back situations. That's it. I mean, there's eight games between now and Christmas. Six of those should be Tristan Jarry's starts, unless something weird happens. The other two are Matt Murray's, and just to keep him physically sharp. Mentally, look, I'm not worried about Matt Murray's mental sharpness until we get to the first round of the playoffs, and then we can start to talk about that.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, too, because of the contract stuff with Matt Murray. It really is. He was on top of the world, right? And there are some people who never wanted Matt Murray to be the number one guy after the Cup stuff anyway. They wanted Fleury to stay. They wanted him to be the guy. This is almost ammunition for some people. The divide now it's quarterback controversies and goalie controversies are incredible.
Oh, yes. Because it's binary. You cannot be somewhere in the middle. You've got to be one side or the other.
You can't just be a fan of the team. And so it'll rear its, it'll show itself here in through this, for sure.
Well,
it already has.
And here's the thing. Matt Murray, in his career, and it's a very young career still, believe it or not, but in his career has been at his best, has proven himself the most when he's had to fight for that job, right? Whether it was with Fleury the first few years, whatever it may be, when he's had, when there's been moments of question or doubt over the last couple of years, Murray has stepped up and played his best when there's been questions like these ones that we're posing here this morning. Does he bounce back? And not just does he bounce back and prove that he may be a better goalie than Tristan Jarry down the road, but does he do it in a year when he has to do it if he wants to prove that he's more than just that second tier of NHL goaltenders who might get $6 million a year? Is he really one of those guys that deserves a big, fat contract extension going forward?
This is incredibly interesting. The other interesting part, too, is how Jarry grabs it and goes with it. Like, he has to know waking up today. He had to know leaving the rink last night and during the course of that hockey game, but especially when it was over. And you look up, and a zero, it doesn't matter if it's 6-1, 7-1, 3-0. That zero looks so much different, no matter how many goals you win a game. But it just looks different,
it's
man.
In bold font as
yes,
compared to
is.
Everything else. Bold and italics.
And when he leaves the rink, he has to know, I got to be the man right now. No matter what's happened in the past with this guy, no matter what his pedigree is, no matter how many cups he's brought to this town, I should be the man right now.
And you don't want to look too far ahead. Any athlete in professional sports will tell you, oh, one game at a time, one day at a time, one shift at a time. I get it.
Jarry has to leave that rink saying, this is my net.
And he has to be looking ahead to two weekends from now when they get to go back to Western Canada and he gets to go home. And what if he was the man? What if he was the guy going back home that weekend when they go out to Edmonton and Calgary and Vancouver and got to start at home?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.